This is George Clark from Ivy Hoops Online to give you some observations on yesterday's Princeton-Penn game at the Palestra and a look ahead to next week's Ivy League tournament. We all know that Princeton considers itself to be a, quote, make shots ball club. Well, Carla Berube's women's champions use the motto, quote, get stops, to emphasize its defensive priority. But to Mitch Henderson, defense is a big part of his coaching philosophy. Watching yesterday's game, you might not believe it. Penn scored 85 points, the most the Tigers have yielded in a winning effort all year. The Tigers gave up 83 in a loss at Cornell 6 weeks ago, generally considered the worst performance by the Tigers this season. Penn put up 55 shots, a not unusual effort, but made 31 of them, or 56%. The Tigers, on the other hand, launched 62 shots and made 36, or 58%. These were two offenses operating in high gear. The difference in yesterday's game was in production from beyond the arc. The Tigers hit an otherworldly 17 of 27 from deep. That's a season high after making 16 twice earlier. Penn managed only 4 of 20. In the first half, when the Tigers took control of the game, the disparity was even more stark. Princeton made 12 threes to just 1 for the Quakers in the opening stanza, a scoring margin of 33. Very difficult to overcome. Coming into the contest, the Tigers ranked 10th nationally with 10.2 threes per game. Yesterday, they made their 10th with 8 minutes remaining in the first half. This was the 250th game in the series between these bitter rivals. Although the Tigers have won 11 straight and 27 of 32 over the past 15 years, Penn still leads the series 126 to 124. Individually, the stars were shining brightly. Caden Pierce put a firm grip on the Ivy League Player of the Year award with a career-high 32 points on 11 of 17 from the field. His 9 rebounds brought him close to another double-double, and he added 4 assists. Zach Martini said farewell to the Palestra with a 3-point explosion. Making 7 of 9 for a career-high 23 points. Xavion Lee played 24 minutes, less than any other starter. Nevertheless, he scored 13 points, grabbed 9 rebounds, and assisted 5 times. Captain Matalako played 32 minutes and gave the Tigers a 4th double-figure score with 11 points and a team-high 6 assists. In the first half, when the game was won, Alaco held Penn's great Clark Slackert to just 4 points. Later, when it was too late, Slackert got rolling, eventually scoring 20 for the game on 8 of 11 from the field. He received the adulation of the crowd when he left the game, his final one, in a Penn uniform at the Palestra. All in all, this was an excellent finish to a championship regular season for the Tigers. They are currently riding a 9-game winning streak, which began at Brown on February 3rd with a 70-60 decision. 2 weeks later, the Tigers defeated the Bears a second time, 72-63. These games are almost mirror images of each other. The Bears did not lose again in the regular season, closing on a 6-0 run to claim the 4th seed in the Ivy League tournament by 3 games over the 5th place Harvard Crimson. Against the other tournament clubs, the Bears split with each, losing at home to Yale by 10, but stunning the Bulldogs in New Haven yesterday in overtime, 84-81. This game handed the number 1 seed to the Tigers before they got on the bus to Philadelphia. Against Cornell, The Bears lost a heartbreaker in Providence 84-83, but turned the tables in Ithaca 78-74, another key game in terms of the Tigers' title hopes. In terms of momentum, heading into next weekend, the Tigers and the Bears are both riding a wave of recent success. Cornell and Yale have wins against all the other tournament teams. There is no doubt in my mind that this is the strongest field in the brief history of the Ivy League tournament. The number one seed has usually gone on to the title, but the number two seed has also won. No one will be surprised if any of the four teams reaches the NCAA tournament, claiming the Ivy League title prize. Saturday's doubleheader should be a classic, beginning with Princeton and Brown at 11 a.m. Cornell and Yale square off in the second semifinal at 2 p.m. If that's not enough basketball for you, you can stay around for the women's title game, which follows at 5 p.m. You won't want to miss any of these contests. It's been a real pleasure for me to report on Tiger men's basketball this season. Our fan base at Ivy Hoops Online continues to grow, and we're very, very happy to pass on our thoughts, observations, and information. Once again, this is George Clark saying thanks for listening.